as we walk the narrow road to faith, to God's glory, to His will and His ways, His righteousness, His holiness, His kingdom. Got to expect the bumps in the road, you know. I mean, when you look outside, you're in your car and you're driving down the street, there's many bumps in the road. The road is not always smooth. The path, the trail that you may be going down with your bicycle is not always smooth. And it's always something in the way, you know, trying to stop you from getting to your destination or where you're trying to go. You know, we could be in the car and it's always a red light. It's always a stop sign, you know. But sometimes that red light are the stop signs for a couple of seconds, you know. So when you turn it and flip it to your life, you know, sometimes your situations that you're in, you know, it may be for a couple of seconds. It may be for a minute, you know. But our feelings and emotions would get attached to that situation to where that minute may turn, that second may turn to a minute, and that minute may turn to an hour. That hour may turn to a whole day. And then that whole day may turn to days, then to weeks for you, you know? And from weeks, it may turn to a month, then to a whole year. Not the whole year, it may turn to years, centuries, you know? In your mind, in your heart, in your feelings, in your emotions. That what it may do to you, because you want that problem fixed fast. You want that problem fixed ASAP. You don't want to go through that situation, but you don't know what you have done to, you know what I'm saying, be put in that situation. You don't know what God has for you to be, for why you are put in that situation, you know? So it's like, we have to understand what's going on. You know what I'm saying? If you riding in that car down the street and you don't understand that a red light means stop, a stop sign means stop, it's telling you to stop because you can't read it, you know, then you're going to fly past it. You're going to go past it, you know? And yeah, you're going through the process, you know what I'm saying? But you may fly past it with no understanding of what God tried to put you through, or what God tried to show you through your situation, you know? Because you didn't have the knowledge. Just like as if you was riding in that car, you didn't have the knowledge that a red light means stop, or a stop sign is telling you to stop, because you couldn't read it. You didn't understand, you know? He wasn't taught, he wasn't prepared, you know. So with that being said, we keep our eyes and our mind and our hearts and our souls in the Bible, you know, because that's where we're going to get everything from. That's where everything is going to be, you know what I'm saying, picked apart from for you to complete, you know what I'm saying, what God is trying to show you. It's going to be written, you know what I'm saying. And if it's not written, someone would know around you. God will send that messenger to you. God will send that person to you. You know what I'm saying? If you ask him, you know, God, can you show me a sign? Can you show me something? Can you, you know what I'm saying, allow me to read something in the Bible, somewhere in your words, according to your words, or what you're trying to show me, or why I'm in this situation? Can you remind me why I'm in this situation? You know, and God will show you. But the whole thing about it is, as you're doing this, you know what I'm saying, you're showing God that you're interested in what he's trying to show you. You're showing God that you're interested in his words. You know what I'm saying? You're showing God that you're interested in him, because you're willing to sacrifice, you know what I'm saying, what you're going through to try to understand mentally what's going on, instead of, you know what I'm saying, physically crying out because you can't get your way out because you're going through something, you know. So that's what God wants to see. God wants his children to be faithful, to be loyal, you know what I'm saying, to be honest, to be truthful, you know what I'm saying. And then he will bless us, you know what I'm saying, into a new season, a better season, a better part of life that, you know, you probably didn't witness yet, you know what I'm saying, because you wasn't ready yet. So I know a lot of people tell y'all, man, you just wasn't ready, but, you know, it's true, because sometimes we got to go through things, man, to get to the next level, to get to where we're trying to really be at, to get to where we're really trying to go at, you know. And it takes time. It takes time. You can't have a baby and birth the baby and just expect the baby to know what's going on out in the world that, you know, you know what I'm saying, they just came in. You know what I'm saying? It takes for you to fix them up, to train them, to show them the difference, to show them, you know what I'm saying, what's going on, to help them be aware of what to expect or what to see out here. You know, you're guiding them. God is guiding us. The Holy Spirit is guiding us. You know, so we have to, but we're being guided with truth, you know. So it's like when you've been born in a world that's so fake, you know what I'm saying, full of fakeness, and then you coming into a world that's full of truth and honesty and loyalty, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference. And you have to become that difference in this world, in the wicked world that you live in. You have to become that difference, because if you become that difference, then you become that light. You know what I'm saying? You become that light with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the righteousness and holiness. You know what I'm saying? And no one can take that from you, because you now have gained that knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Because only you was able to walk that path that God has given you. You know what I'm saying? Only you was able to walk that narrow path that not many can do. Only you. So the knowledge and wisdom and understanding that you have, others may not have it because they wasn't willing to do it. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't chosen to do it. They wasn't willing to do it. They can't do it. It's not easy for everybody to do it.
So us, as God's chosen children, you know, we have to rise to power. We have to be the ones to walk that path. We have to be the ones to bring the people to the word of God, you know? Because the power and strength that God has given us throughout our journey, throughout that narrow path, has made us who we are today. Not many can do what we have accomplished for our Father. A lot of them still stuck in dream world, you know? A lot of them still stuck in fairy tale land. But the life that we have in us is real, it's true. No one can duplicate what we have been through. We all have our own journey, but we all head into the same destination as long as we stand faithful to our Father. The road gonna always be rocky. Think about it. Just set your mind to knowing that anything is possible. You know, anything is possible, whether good or bad, anything is possible. You know, but your faith always remain in God through every situation, and knowing that it'll get better for you, because everything God has created and done is good. You know, God will turn the bad to good. Excuse me. God will make that bad situation good, you know. But that experience that you have, no one can take that experience back from you. No one can tell you how rocky that road was. No one can feel how rocky the road was for you, because only you have your emotional feelings yourself. You know, that rocky road that was rocky for you was probably smooth for somebody else because they've been through worse. I was probably like tougher for somebody else because they haven't been through that situation, you know? So we have to understand, you know what I'm saying, the game plan. We got to understand what's at hand. We got to understand the blueprint. We got to understand, you know what I'm saying, what's required from us. Because if you don't understand what's required from you while you're going through your process, while you're going through your transgressions and your situations, then you won't accomplish what God has chosen for you to accomplish for his purpose and his reason for that season, that time. So within that time frame that God has given you, you're not going to know when it start, but you're going to know when it began. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all understand what I'm saying by that. You may not know when it's going to start, when it's going to occur in your life, but you're going to know when it began. You're not going to know when it finished. You're not going to know the ending of it. You know what I'm saying? So your only ending is what God has given us to know. In the word, that's the only ending that we know of if we do what's righteous. And we also would know the ending if we do what's sinful and wrong. You know? So we know what's required of us by way of showing ourselves approved of the word, studying the word. If you don't study the word, you won't know what's required of you. So keep that into consideration while you're going through, you know what I'm saying, what you got to go through for God. So the beginning, you're gonna find out, hey man, I'm in this situation. You know what I'm saying? And as you're going through it, you're gonna want it to end, but you're not gonna know when it's over until it's over. You know what I'm saying? Until you're gonna know when it's over, but you're not gonna know the timing when it's over. That's what I'm trying to get at. But you need to know what you have to do in order to get through it. And once you're done with it, you have already read in scriptures, you know what I'm saying, of what blessings you will receive for going through what you were was ordained to go through and doing what's required of you. Man, God is like, I don't even know, I can't even express the words how God is, but like God is everything. And like the way God process this, thought about everything, it just like blow my mind to like even try to imagine like how much wisdom and knowledge and righteousness and holiness and grace and mercy God has, and charitableness and generosity God has for us. Like it blows my mind. Like no one can compare to God. No fake God can compare to my God, Father Yahweh. No body, no human, no flesh, no soul, no one. Because no one can think the way God think. No one can move the way God move. God has like it's like a forever journey. Like it's like a forever knowledge, a forever learning. And you know what I'm saying? Like you could literally open up the Bible, man, and just like learn something new every time, bro. Like every time. Like, and it's like you can't even imagine how it works. You know how it works, like how it happens. You know what I'm saying? There's so much healing in the Bible that if people just only open up the book to read it and just, you know what I'm saying, just let it flow in their spirit, just let it flow, just let it ride out, like just let it ride out, man. It will fix you up. Like that powerful and be so rocky, man. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just like anything else in life that you go through, man. Like just anything new. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're unaware of it, you're not gonna be able to adapt to it until you put your all into it to try to understand what's going on. What's going on around you? What's going on around me? What is this? You know what I'm saying? As you and as you was in the world, man, you question things a lot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of God children, we all question things a lot. You know what I'm saying? We're wondering like, what is this? Where we at? Why we here? What's going on? This can't be real. This can't be life. This can't be true. That gotta be fate. You know what I'm saying? Like we was trying to figure it out. But this right here, it has the Bible and living for God and being a child of God, it has a blueprint. So it's you it's nothing to figure out like far as like without having something there to show you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like the world where you kind of try to figure it out through certain situations. You know what I'm saying? On your own. It's like a blueprint written for you. And as you're going through your experience, you're figuring everything out. You know what I'm saying? Because you can read it, but once you take the action on it, it's a whole different ball game. You know? You can read about Job and see how he was cursing his life and everything. And you're like, oh, why he did that? Why he ain't just trusting God? But as soon as you go through your afflictions and going through, you know what I'm saying, what you got to go through, that no longer exists of why you trying to figure out why Job, you know what I'm saying, was cursing his life. Because his experience and your experience at that moment in time is not the same. But once you go through your afflictions, you know what I'm saying, you may not curse your life because you have read Job and you understood what happened with Job when he did that, but it will come to your mind like, man, I see how Job felt, but I ain't finna curse my life. You know what I'm saying, say anything wrong because I don't want God to deal with me the way he dealt with Job, you know? So that experience that Job had, and what Job, how Job reacted to it, you know what I'm saying? He faced the consequences, and you learn from Job's consequences. You learn from the troubles that Job faced for doing what he did, you know what I'm saying? And you chose not, because you read, you know what I'm saying, to help you think, like, okay, when I go through with my afflictions, I'm going to try my best not to try to curse my life out to say anything wrong, because I know, you know what I'm saying, God could deal with me the way he dealt with Job, and I don't want that for my life. So, you know what I'm saying? So you took that and ran with it to help you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a healer. It healed you. It was truth in it, and it healed you from doing the wrong thing. Because if you had not read that, then guess what? You probably curse your life. You probably said it worse than Job, you know? So that's the you know what I'm saying? That's the situation at hand, man. Like, that's the understanding that you need to get from these chapters, these verses, you know? Like, and that's what we didn't have while we was living in the world. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the blueprint. In the world, you probably got like a man or a woman, you know what I'm saying? A worldly person telling you what to do, how to move, what to say, you know what I'm saying? How to move about this, how to move about that, which is all, you know what I'm saying? Majority of the time, 90% of the time, is sinful. It's the wrong thing. You won't have too many wise people, you know what I'm saying, that's of God, that's telling you stuff to do. You know what I'm saying? You may have that one person, but not too many. So it's like that. Like, you don't really, you know what I'm saying, understand. Like, as if you had, you know what I'm saying, that Job experience, and read the Bible, and you understood, like, okay, when I go through that, man, I just know, like, when I'm going through something like that, I just know what time it is. I know the devil trying me, you know what I'm saying? I know he trying to get at me. I know he trying to get, you know what I'm saying, get my mind to going, all that. So, you know, just understand where you at. Just understand what's the situation. Because life itself, man, is everything. Everything you need to know, man, it's just there, man. It's all there. But it's only up to you. It's only up to you, man, to just be able to maneuver through it all. You gotta be able to maneuver through it all. That's just part of life, you know what I'm saying? Once you know how to maneuver through it all, then it won't seem so bad. But if you don't know, man, it's gonna be rocky for you, because you have not educated yourself. You know what I'm saying? You have not kept yourself, you know what I'm saying, up on game about nothing. So the experience only as hard as you make it. You know? But if you're doing what's right and you're doing what's righteous, it'll be easy for you. It'd be great for you. It'd be perfect for you. You know what I'm saying? Life would then be a breeze for you, man. Because you have trained yourself to know. You know? You have trained yourself to be aware. So, let's say that, man, to tell y'all, man. Like, just do what's right, man. Just do what's right. As long as you're doing what's right. And you helping yourself, you know what I'm saying? You helping yourself, but as you helping yourself, you benefiting others throughout the process of helping yourself. You know, so it's a blessing for all. It's not just a blessing for one. It's a blessing for all. You gotta take everything into consideration. You know, it's not a selfish act. You know, your experience is what make you who you is. You know what I'm saying? And God know what he created, so God don't make no mistakes of what he put you through. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we got to suffer from our bad karma that we had. Sometimes we got to suffer from, you know, certain things, man, because we just didn't know. Sometimes, you know, when you don't know, man, you don't know. Sometimes when you don't know, you don't know.